ओमज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। मूकं करोति वाचालं पङ्गं लङ्घयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे श्रीगुरुं दीनतारणम् परमानन्दमाधवं श्रीचैतन्यमीश्वरम् श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टम् स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा मह्यं ददाति स्वापदान्तिकम्। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवान् च श्रीरूपं साकरजातं सहगना रघुनाथानितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादां सहगना ललिता श्रीविशाखानितं च। नमां विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनि नामिने। नमस्ते सारस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणि प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादि पाश्चात्यदेशानि पञ्चतत्त्वात्मकं कृष्णं भक्तिरूपस्वरूपकं भक्तावतार भक्ताख्यं नमामि भक्तशक्तिकम्। हे कृष्णा करुणा सिन्धु दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरंगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुती देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिय। कस्तूरी तिलकं ललाटपटले वक्षस्थले कौस्तुभं नासाग्रे वरमौक्तिकं करतले वेणुं करी कंकणं सर्वांगे हरिचंदनं सुललितं कंठे च मुक्तावली गोपस्त्री परिवेष्टितो विजयते गोपालचूडामणि। ध्येयं सदा परिभवग्नाभीष्टदोहं तीर्थास्पदं शिवविरञ्चनुतं शरण्यं हृच्चार्तहं प्रणतपालभवाब्धिपूतं वन्दे महापुरुषते शरणम्। श्रीरामाशरणं समस्तजगतं रामाङ्गाभिनाकागति रामेणा प्रतिहन्यते कलिमलं रामाय कार्यं नमः। रामास्त्रासति कालभीमभुजगो रामस्य सर्वं वसे रामे भक्तिरखण्डिता भवतु मे रामे त्वमेवाश्रया। वाञ्छकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृन्द। हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। कृष्ण ऑल द डिवोटीज ऑफ द लॉर्ड टुडे द ऑस्पिशियस that we'll be talking about our Acharya. Jo Hari Ichcha Prapte Hai Jo, so Hari Gun Gaaye. Those who want to get the mercy or they want to have the realization of the Lord, Lord will be pleased when we speak about His pure devotees. That is the wordings of the saintly people. Hari Jana Gun Gaaye. So, you have been discussing in the last session how the Bombay, this Jho temple development, all the devotees did the full sacrifice, surrender completely. That we can see from reading that pastimes of Srila Prabhupada and his devotees to make this temple, how much surrender and sacrifice they did. We should take example of this. Without full surrender to the lotus feet of Acharya Guru, and we can't surrender to the lotus feet of the Lord also. Without the surrendering, no one can achieve anything. That is the lesson we must take. By thought, while and deed, one should surrender. That is how the devotees, though they have fully surrendered, though they have gone through so much difficulties, but followed the austerities, finally you can see the results are wonderful. In the course of time, they have to face a lot of things. But everything goes according to the mercy of the Supreme Lord. That in particular incidents give good propaganda to ISKCON also. Just like couple of years before in Russia, there was great propaganda against this known Bhagavad Gita. You all know it very well. But as a result, what happened? That year, the devotees from Russia, they were telling that the sale of Bhagavad Gita gone multifolded. In the marathon time, they were unable to sell a few thousand. But the time, because of that negative propaganda, everybody wanted to read. What is in this Bhagavad Gita? That court want to hear this case. So it is a thought of Krishna made a plan how I can make this Bhagavad Gita known to each and everybody. So the Krishna's plan is very difficult to understand, but that's why in the devotional life, when you say I am fully surrender, the last step of the surrender is, what is that one? Anukulasya sankalpa pratikulasya varjanam rachishat vishyaso guptritya varanam yata atmanichepa. This is atmanichepa. Good or bad in the life of the devotees, one should take it in the mercy of the Supreme Lord. Just like the last verse in the Sishastakam. Now what do you say? Yatha tathava vidadhata lampato mat prana natasu. My dear Lord, whether you embrace me or kick me out, but still you are my worshipper, O Lord. Whether in my life comes happiness or distress, because both are related to the body, nothing to do with me, I don't care what it comes, but I will take shelter of your lotus feet. In good circumstance, bad circumstance, that is a test for us. Whether we are really firmly situated in the devotional life or not, that is the test. If we pass the test, then Krishna will give the mercy. That mercy will be something special for the devotees. We can see the devotees, after the successful, how much happiness they might have felt it. The beyond their imagination, they can't even explain. So this chapter 6 of the Lilamrita now dealing with the developing mayapur, June 1st, 1973. Although the Mayapur building was not yet completed, Prabhupada had come there to reside. He took two adjoining rooms, one as his study and one as bedroom on the second floor. Meanwhile, the construction work continued in the temple room and in other parts of the building. On Prabhupada's first day there, a storm struck with massive black clouds and high winds. The storm was brief, however, the damage was minimal. Whenever the storm comes, because it was beginning stage of construction, everything will be temporary. When the storm comes, a lot of damages will come. But however, mentioned that very minimal damage. Srila Prabhupada writes, I have just now come to Mayapur and I am very hopeful to regain my strength and health on account of being in this transcendental atmosphere. Every moment we are passing here in great delight. Mayapur is the transcendental line. And it said that in the age of Kali, as the Kali effect is progressing, the glory of all the holy places keep on diminishing because of so many factors. But the Mayapur is just opposite. As the Kali increases, Mayapur will become more and more powerful. It is just opposite. So we can see what was Mayapur about 30 years before, what is Mayapur now. Nobody knew, even Bengal, not many people knew what is Mayapur. I was in Mayapur in 65, Calcutta in 65. I used to go to even Krishnanagar, but we never went to Mayapur, because we never heard that it is so important. Krishnanagar and Calcutta, many times we used to go and come, but we don't know Mayapur. But now, the entire world knows what is Mayapur. The glory for Mayapur keep on increasing. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy keep on revealing to each and everyone who goes there. 2009, when the MP from Calcutta, Mr. Shukla, came to Mayapur, along with Miss Universe Chopra also, Miss Chopra. And she gave another lecture, how she was feeling, how she is feeling after becoming Miss Universe, and when she came in contact with the devotees. But the Shukla said that I am not a devotee of anyone, but they invited me, I came at some function, But when I came here, my mind is changing. I see here Africans, Westerners, Indians, Chinese, everybody chanting, no, I can see faces of everyone, very, very happy. So my mind is also slowly changing. Can you give one book? I want to read it. That is the change one can get in the transcendental life, mindfulness. So when you go there, if you completely absorb in the thought, forgetting of whom, of face, everything, then we really enjoy Mayapur atmosphere. We can make Mayapur and Vrindavan, each and every temple can become Mayapur and Vrindavan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is there. Wherever Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is there, that becomes Mayapur. Wherever Krishna is there, it becomes Vrindavan. So here it is, you are also not different from Vrindavan. We need to have that consciousness. Yes, we can enjoy it. Right? In the evening, the temple pujari, Jananivas Prabhu, would come to Prabhupada's room with a clay pot of red coals and frankincense and fan the frankincense until the room filled with the smoke. This was to drive our insects, but Prabhupada also considered it purifying. That smoke is very purifying. Although he was sometimes disturbed by the workers hammering, he found the atmosphere otherwise peaceful. Only a few devotees were staying there, and Prabhupada gave his attention to translate or to speak, speaking with the guests and to the devotees in charge of developing his Mayapur center. He would express his desires, especially to Bhavananda Maharaj and Jayapataka Swami Maharaj, and work his will through them. They are the two personalities who have been blessed by Srila Prabhupada, very confidential servitors of Srila Prabhupada in Mayapur project. Many of the past times and interactions of Srila Prabhupada with Bhavananda Maharaj, sometimes he explains in Mayapur also. The devotees living in the building with Prabhupada considered themselves menial servants in Prabhupada's personal house. Of course, all the buildings in ISKCON belong to Prabhupada, yet in Mayapur, the sense was intensified. Generally, the devotees in each particular center would raise money to support their center, but Prabhupada personally took charge of getting funds for Mayapur. He had begun a Mayapur Vrindavan Trust, MVT, fund of donations from his disciples and interest from bonds and security deposits. If money was misspent, energy misused, or building damaged in any way, Prabhupada would become very concerned. Now that he was personally on the scene, he often walked about, giving detailed instructions and demanding that discrepancies be corrected. The pink and reddish building was like a huge transcendental ship, and Srila Prabhupada, the captain, would walk the wide verandas, giving strict orders to all mates for keeping everything shining, ship. Just like the ships, not like the car. What we see, normal goods ships, they always keep clean, because the ship cannot be clean. You don't maintain the cleanliness, you become very, very bad smell. You can't stay there. The long cruise ships, all they always keep very clean. So Prabhupada stressed on the cleanliness. Wherever is there, cleanliness is next to godliness, so Prabhupada also maintained. If you don't know maintain the shuchi, then you are a, what is Prabhupada's favorite word? Mochi. Shuchi means a Brahman will have to maintain the, in all circumstances, shuchi, cleanness. If you don't maintain the shuchi means is a mochi. The Prabhupada many places he wrote it. If not, you are a mochi. Like one in the, it may come in the, once in the morning walk, Srila Prabhupada was going with the disciples, Jayapataka Swami and others. It was really, the project wasn't completed, still going on. He found some sewerage overflowing. He asked, what is this? They would say, Prabhupada, sewerage block is there, it is overflowing. Prabhupada didn't say, we are waiting for the workers. Second day, again morning, what is this? Prabhupada, it is overflowing, we are still waiting for the workers to come and clean it. third day. And again same, what is this? So the same reply, Prabhupada, you are waiting. Why you are waiting for the workers? You are a Brahman. Brahman means you maintain the cleanness. You don't wait for the workers to come. If something dirty, you must clean yourself. If Brahman is that one, no matter what is there, he maintains the cleanness. Why you can't do it? So that is the importance Srila Prabhupada used to give for the pure cleanliness everywhere. When external surroundings we keep clean, then it's possible for us to keep internal also clean, our hearts. If we don't keep external cleanness without making the external cleanness possible, not possible to keep our internal heart cleanness. So, no matter which religion, which scripts, everybody stress on the cleanness. So, La Prabhupada is trying to teach them that cleanness has to be maintained. One day, after huge wind and rain storm, water covered the 12 feet wide marble veranda outside Prabhupada's room. Bhavanand Swami, taking a large keys a devotee had made, began cleaning the marble floor, and Srila Prabhupada came to the door to watch. This is the way to clean marble. They didn't will that over, let the labor come and do. Though others may not be taking the lead, so Bhavanand Swami Maharaj, being the leader, he was GBC also, he took the skiji and started by taking out the water. So Prabhupada was feeling very happy. That because Prabhupada said that Brahman means doesn't wait for anyone to maintain the cleanliness. In any circumstances, the cleanness has to be maintained. And when you are doing service, this type of service, give us the humility also. This part of the devotional service, if you want to get out of the ego, the best is to clean the floor all day. The more we do it, that's why in others, the Gurudwara you can go, how much stress they give taking care of the shoes, how much take care giving cleaning the temple, and how much take the care to wash the plates and cooking. Sometimes in Punjab, in Delhi, I used to see, they fight. Really they fight, not just words. They fight each other. Hit each other. I want to do this, sir. I want this service. Because that's the highest service. And you get the full mercy of the Lord by that. So, here also, Prabhupada showed that this is the way to clean the marble. Prabhupada said, don't polish it with the axe. But keep just plenty of fresh water, and every day, in the morning, wipe it off. Normally what happens, we take the wax and do it. Whatever the dirt is there, if dirt is already there, we put the wax over it, becomes like one layer. After some months, it becomes like a white marble, all part of a white, black layer of the dirt, then over it is shining. So then it becomes difficult to take out. But the best way to clean the marble is no soap, pure water. We never should use the soap, because soap has got the chemical, there will reaction. The pure water, Srila Prabhupada teaching by everyone that just clean water, pour it and wipe it, and marble will shine. In this way, the marble will become naturally polished and shine like glass. Prabhupada felt affection and the deep gratitude for those devotees dedicating their lives to the Mayapur project. One night he called Bhavananda to his room and began asking him about the devotees. Suddenly, Prabhupada began crying. I know it is difficult for you, for all you Western boys and girls, he said. You are so dedicated serving here in my mission. I know you cannot even get prasadam. When I think that you cannot even get milk and that you have given up your opulent life to come here and you do not complain, I am very much indebted to all of you. How much mercy those devotees are getting from Father. If a guru can say that I am indebted to you, that is the highest mercy. Just like Lord Krishna told to Gopi, somehow you all are so attracted to me. You left your family, you left children, your brothers, children, husband, everything. And you came to me, surrendered to me. I'm there indebted to you all the time. Because there is nothing, Lord Krishna himself said, I can't give anything to you in return. Amount of sacrifice you have done, that is the highest. So here Srila Prabhupada also is expressing his so deep affection for the devotees. That is how we have to learn to serve the spiritual master. When you serve the spiritual master without questioning his instruction, then spiritual master will be happy. But if you start to question the Maharaj, it is not good, this will be good. No. The suggestion, we are not here to suggest spiritual master. We are just to obey the orders of spiritual master. Spiritual master should be thought like a devata. In 11th canto, where Kavi Maharshi explaining to King Nimi, King Nima asked about the devotional service, he said, one should worship the Guru like a Guru Devata Atma. One should worship the Guru just like the Supreme Lord. If we don't have that mood, then one cannot progress in the devotional life. Just like Lord Sri Krishna says, Acharya mam vijanita navamanena karhichet na matya buddhyasu yeta sarva deva mayo guru. One should know that spiritual master, Acharya, is me. Krishna said, he is none but Supreme Lord. If the disciples, we start thinking that the Guru also is like us, human being. Marana dharma, that is. Namartya buddhyasi, he is also human being like you and me. I also die, Maharaj will also one day leave the body. I also eat, he also eat. I become sick, he also becomes sick. If you compare the Supreme Spiritual Master in the terms of this mundane body and all this, disciple progress in devotional service stopped there, finished. That's why the Lord says, Namadya Buddhyasu Yeta, Sarva Deva Maya Guru. He is the representative of all the demigods. That's why in the Karma Kandis, what they say, Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnu, Guru Devo Maheshwara, Guru Sachat Para Brahma Tasmai Sri Guru. That verse praying the Guru in that terms is in terms Sarva Deva Maya Guru, as Sri Krishna says to Uddhava. So, disciple part, they must think, never should think that Guru is like us now. And disciple never try to be very friendly to Guru. No. Guru is not our. When become very, very friendly, what becomes family? It brings contempt, is it? The proverb. Familiarity brings contempt. Where we never should try to be very familiar to Guru. The moment we become too much familiar, friendly, we start committing offenses. And Guru Aparadha is a very severe offense. Even the scripture says that even to think something negative about spiritual master mentally, that is a hindrance for our devotional service. And beginning is, we can't get any taste for chanting. That's the beginning. Any aparadha offense means we don't have any taste for chanting. We don't want to do. Lethargy will come. So we have to be very cautious. Studying Prabhupada, Lilamrita, all this means the understanding how the Acharya and the disciples of those great disciples and great Acharya interacting. From there, what we learn? It's like learning the reading Bhagavatam means applying those teachings of the Bhagavatam or Ramayana in our life. If not, that will remain a story. That's why Lord Brahma says, Srinvan grunan samsutiyanta chintayan namani rupani cha mangalani cha kriyasiyastat charanaravindayo avishta chetana bhavaya kalpa. Srinvan, we should hear. And grunan, we should speak. Then smaran, remember, contemplate, chintayan. Then apply. Then if this process is not there, then it will remain a story. Oh, Krishna did, Gopis did. So it is for Krishna and Gopis, not for us. But whereas that is for us. That's why after speaking in the 9th canto, after entire Ramayana was spoken by Sukadeva Goswami, they ultimately said that how one can become really dedicated and real human being. Real human being means one should study a couple of days before we finish the Ramnavami. if you say that I am a human being, the best qualification to be called as human being is to be free of the enviousness. Purusho Ramacharitam Sravanai Upadharayan Anrasam Sapare Rajan Karma Bandhaya Vimuchyate. After entering Sukadeva Goswami says, not me. Upadharayan, after hearing, one must apply those principles of Rama and pastimes of Lord in our life. Then, what will happen? Anrasam Saparo Rajan. One will be freed of the cruelty. Human being is not meant to have the cruelty. Cruelty is meant for another type of human being whom we say Rakshas, demon. If you say, we can say I am a human being, there is no place for it. In the 7th canto, 11th chapter, where Narada Maharshi explaining the Varnashrama Dharma, verse 8 to 12, 5 verses, wonderfully, 30 qualities of the human being explained. Therefore, the 5 verses, Srila Prabhupada writes, qualifications of human being. You can read it. So means anybody taking form of the human life, he must have those 30 qualities. Then he can be called human being. Otherwise, something else should. So that's why, so if we understand scriptures, means especially Ramayana, just now we completed Ramanavami, means we must be freed of this cruelty, enviousness. Human being not supposed to be envious of anyone. That is meant for the animals. One dog comes in the street, and dog from other street coming immediately, what the dog say? Grrr, is it? They bark again. Hey, why did you come to my area? That's like one country goes, where is your visa? So this is the dog mentality, because you are envious. But human being not supposed to be envious. So these will go when you apply study properly and implement in all life. Similarly, when we read Srila Prabhupada, Leelamrita means the dealings with the Srila Prabhupada and the disciples, interactions and instruction of Prabhupada. We should also try to apply in our lives. Then the reading will become really perfect, meaningful. When I think that you cannot get even milk, and that you have given up your opulent life to come here, and you do not complain, I am very much indebted to all of you. Bhavanand Maharaj says, the marble workers lived in some chatai houses, right near the construction site. There was a hand pump just outside the building, and that is where we took our bath, and where the workers got the water for the cement. Some distance off were two toilets, one for the men, one for the women. There were just two holes in the ground, and each hole surrounded by a chatai wall. The storms and the rain would come, and you would have no sludge through the mud in the fields to go to the toilets. There were snakes all over the place. It was wild. It was a construction site. No one lives on a construction site, but we did. Srila Prabhupada made us move in there. It was good for us. No bathrooms, nothing. Just open floors with concrete. How much austerities you can just imagine. In such hardships still, all the devotees stayed there and served Srila Prabhupada just to complete his mission. Because Srila Prabhupada wanted there, the forgotten. Indians by nature, we have that austerities. We are used for the village life. But the Westerners, they are not used for this. Even small villages also, they have poorest men also will have some that mineral facility, toilet and bathroom there. So, but in our India it is different. So, for them to adopt such severe austerities just to please Guru, it is a very commendable. It is. Rather, the devotees will get the mercy of the Krishna fully when such dedication is there, surrender. Although the devotees endured the austerities of living at Mayapur center construction site, they sometimes felt it was too difficult. But Srila Prabhupada never considered it difficult. And he would encourage the devotees, Mayapur is so wonderful. You can live on the air and water alone. So, though it was difficult, really difficult, even we Indians also won't like to take austerities nowadays. But Srila Prabhupada took it very comfortably. If we have the desire, yes, we can possibly. Nothing is possible for human body. Lord made this human body in such a way it can adopt any type of hardships in the life. That is the greatness of the human body. But we don't want to take hardships. Those who have gone the Vrajamandal Parikrama, if you tell here, okay, in the morning get up 2 o'clock, take outside, no bathroom, take cold water bottle outside in the winter, Kartik month. How many of us ready to take bath here? But in Vrajamandal Parikrama, you can see 1,000 people, Matajis and Prabhu, everybody. Nicely, 1,000 star hotel, all the stars are in sky. Nicely take hand pump or whatever the water. Nobody thinks that, hey, water is cold, cold wind is coming. And everybody is happy taking bath and come running for the Mangalarati. 100% attendance Mangalarati. So, why? Because they are only thinking of how I can go to Mangalarati, how I should feel. There was nothing but only how I go for Mangalarati, that is. I want to have darshan of the Lord Jesus. When the strong desire to have the service to the Lord and Guru, all other activities, because they are related to the body, and the service to the Guru and the Lord is related to the Atma, and automatically, by mercy of Guru, we come to the Atma Bhuta Siti, then get rid of the Dehatma Buddhi, you don't feel any pleasure at all. Those who are gone, ask them. I am not telling. It is practical, you can see it. So, devotees, they are fully surrendered. So, to some extent, we can say they were out of this bodily consciousness, they were feeling happy. We were, Bhavanand Maharaj says, we are able to face up so many difficulties because we just took it as our order from Srila Prabhupada. They had full conviction that each and every advisor, whatever Srila Prabhupada says, it is order from the spiritual master and disciple must strictly follow without questioning. There was no conception of ever living. What else would I do? This was my order. Srila Prabhupada said, take Mayapur. I am giving you Mayapur. Take it, develop it, and enjoy it. Big blessing. Somebody says, I am giving Vaikuntha, stay here. Oh, I don't want to stay in Vaikuntha, I want to go to Bombay. So Srila Prabhupada said, I am giving the Mayapur. That is what blessing you need. Develop it, enjoy, and you stay here. So because Prabhupada said you stay here, they are always, they are staying always. Whether they go to America, still they stay here. Mentally they are in Mayapur. That is greatness. There is no question in our minds of going somewhere else. How much commitment. The surrounding grounds were rice fields, and to get to the temple building from the entrance to the property, a distance of more than 200 yards, devotees would have to walk on the path made by ridges of earth that separated one rice field from the other. The kitchen, which was made of the tarpaulin and bamboo, was located near the entrance to the property. The devotees had to live without electricity much of the time. Since the power supply was often cut off, they would use kerosene lamps at night. And Prabhupada said the lamps should be taken apart every day, the wicks trimmed, and the glass washed. In the future, he said, you should grow castor plants and crush the seeds and take the oil for burning. Prabhupada was not happy with the kerosene because as you are burning the kerosene, the smell is not good for the health. In the Gondias, in the villages, we used to have most of the villages after 70s electricity has come. Only in the cities used to have. So in the villages they used to have like South India, we used to have the groundnut oil, Moongpali oil. Like Kerala, they use the coconut oil. In the North India, they use the mustard oil. That is available. And some place where you get the castor oil, castor seeds, you can make the castor oil. That is the best oil. When you burn it, it doesn't give any bad smell. It is a purifying effect. So that's why Srila Prabhupada was advising them, instead of using the kerosene, which is not good, the smell is not good, health hazards, And those days, to get kerosene also difficult. Those devotees were there. It used to be rationing. You understand the rationing? You can go, you can get certain amount of the kerosene. Not that I want 2 liters, give me, no. You can't get it. You have to get one certain amount. One per one family is authorized for certain limit of kerosene. We used to see those days. Now everything developed nicely after 90s. So, it was Srila Prabhupada advising to have the castor. Prabhupada told the devotees, okay, time up. Prabhupada told the devotees how to build simple dwellings. He also wanted them to build a wall with a gate along the front of the property. They should build small rooms, hutments, he called them, against the wall. Devotees should stay in these simple cottages. They should plant coconut and banana trees. You can see those small hutments still there, up there. But now they made, those days, everything temporary. Yes. Next to the Prabhupada Bhajan Kuti now, all those rooms, those are the devotees used to say that they were staying there. Now they all are in good shape, but those days not in good shape. Bamboos and everything temporary. Raising the money, buying the land, attending, arranging for the workers and materials, it had been an arduous struggle, replete with bureaucratic delays, forms, fees, supply shortages, and like Prabhupada would not tolerate any clearance of carelessness or waste. In India those days to get the cement was a very big problem, you have to get permit. Everything was rationing in those, especially 60s and 70s. Not easy to get. Especially after 1970 war. When there was the war, means we can say all our entire nation's resources were finished. So after the war, it was very, very great difficulty. Actually, even 60s also, it was difficult to get anything. Similarly, he said that raising the money, buying the land, everything is difficult. Prabhupada would not tolerate any carelessness or waste because everything is very difficult. Get the money difficult, you are buying, but if you waste the material, Prabhupada used to be little annoyed. The building which was turning out to be so aristocratic, artistic, substantial and useful was actually a gift from Lord Krishna. So to live here in Krishna's building, what to reciprocate loving with the Lord. The devotee should think of serving Krishna, not of becoming comfortable and forgetting the purpose of both the building and the life. That is. So, in Mayapur and Vrindavan, it is the tapobhumi, it is not the place of the enjoyment. That's why if you go about 20 years before, in the Vrindavan also, there are not many people used to have the air condition. Nowadays, everywhere air conditioning. Mayapur and these are the transcendental place. We go there for so that we get the mercy of the Lord. But we go there to enjoy the more material things. And we get the air condition, we give for sleep more, we get more sleep. How we are going to do the bhajan? One Baba used to say in Mayapur, the Vrindavan, Prabhu, when you come to Vrindavan, it's tapobhumi, try to sleep on the floor. You people sleep on the bed, cot, nice soft beds, no. I said, Baba, okay. We are going on this, somewhere near Kesighat something. I don't remember. Not Kesighat, we are on the Govardhan Parikrama. So, you get to so many Babas. So they used to say. That is true. They are the transcendent place. So more simple life we maintain, our heart will be pure. It will be good for the Lord. It's austerities we have to maintain. So to live here in Krishna's building was to reciprocate with him, loving the Lord. That should be the mood. The devotees should think of serving Krishna, not of becoming comfortable and forgetting the purpose of both the building and life. Purpose of life means in one form of one sentence, serve the Sasar of the Goswami given everything in this life. purpose of life. Purpose of human life is only to Nishreyasaya. In the 11th canto, if I am not wrong, Avadhuta Brahman, we say that, Labdha sudullabha hidam bhav sambhavante manushyamartadam anityam afiyadhira turnam yatetana patet anumurtya yavat Nishreyasaya visayakala sarvatasya. If you want to enjoy the material life, I got a lot of money, I'm earning, working, I want to enjoy this life. So the great sages say that bhavasambhavanta visaya kalusarvatasya. Bhavasambhavanta means in each and every form of the life, sense enjoyment is there. Whether I'm animal or hog or whatever it is, insect or reptile, in every sector of species of life, there's sense gratification is there. That's why they produce more children than human beings. So that's why kalusarvatasya, in each and every species of life, that is there. But the human species of life not meant for the tapo diyam putrakena satyam, not for the enjoy sense gratification. That's why the great sages say nishreyasaya. No? Nishreya means to get perfection, means to go back to Godhead. The going back to Godhead is possible only in this human form of the life. Just like Lord Sri Krishna also says that devotional service, going back to Godhead, is only possible only in this human form of the life, not to the demigods also. Not Indra and all those so-called demigods, not possible. Because they wanted to enjoy the life there in heaven. They never wanted to become devotees of the Lord. If they wanted to serve the Lord, they would have become devotees. That's why Lord says, Sarginopevatam icchanti lokam niranastada sadhakam jnana bhakti jhyam ubhayam tada sadhakam. Whether it is hell or heaven, the getting transcendental knowledge or devotional service for the devotee is not possible in two places. It's possible only in this human form of life and this earth planet. That's why human body, this planet is called karma bhumi. Depending upon what we do, we get the result. I do the sinful activities, I can easily go to hell. If I do the pious activity, easily go to heaven. If I surrender to the Lord and perform devotional service, I can go back to Godhead. That is possible in human form of the life. So that's why here Maharaj wrote very nicely that building iron for the forget and purpose of both form of the life. And the form of the purpose of human form of the life can be achieved only when we have that feeling that I am staying with Krishna, with my Guru, and I have to serve this. If you have that feeling, yes. The slamming of the doors, although seemingly a minor fault, greatly disturbed Srila Prabhupada. It symptomized carelessness and misuse. And Srila Prabhupada said, the sound cracked his heart. One time Prabhupada came out of his room and called out, who is that slamming the doors? No one knows from where this building has come. You take it for granted that is here, but no one cares. So Prabhupada was wearing slamming door. People are sometimes careless just to push the door. It's not like that. So we stop here. Any La Prabhupada ki jai, Lila Amrit ki jai, Anantakoti Vaishnava Vrinda ki jai.